Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Stephanie, let's go right into the call, shall we? We've got Creighton here in Kentucky, I believe. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys were talking about medical benefits and all that.
Yeah.
I'm right here laying, listening to this show. I'm convalescing from a virus myself, but I have a unique perspective to offer. For some background, I have account for myself and my wife, but I also happen to be a foster parent. So we have several foster children, wards of the state, that have been in our home. And I learned pretty fast that, you know, how they always talk about how there's an income limit on all the federal provided, right?
There's an income limit on what? Creighton, you're breaking up just a little bit. I'm sorry.
You know how they talk about how there's an income limit on these state and federally provided, right?
Yeah.
The reality is a little different. There are numerous exceptions to that income limit. I've discovered this myself. I mean, this very year, I'll have a high mark year for myself. I broke
$1,000
last month.
Ten?
Thank you. And with these children, I recently adopted two of the foster children that are in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And normally when you adopt someone, even a ward of the state, then the conditions change. While they're a ward of the state,
you get a check.
Once they become your children, you're supposed to be paying for them.
No check.
And I expected that to be the case, and it's not the case because it's one of those exceptions.
Really?
I never tell you about.
Okay.
Because they were wards of the state and under age of five, my two boys that I've just adopted will still be covered until they are 18, both medically and for WIC, which is basically women, infant, children.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a sort food.
Of specialized version of
food stamps. Yep.
So we actually get in benefits than we pay in taxes, even though I make more than 100 grand. So I know for a fact that the exceptions are more important than the actual openly stated income maximum.
It's very interesting. So what do you recommend for people? I mean, clearly this was not working terribly for you, although I hope you feel better from your little virus.
Well, it works fine for me. I have a medical savings account for myself and my wife.
Right.
And that's the way I like it. I like to
pay for
my own. But actually, it doesn't work very well because the two boys, after I got them adopted, I took them back for their annual vaccines to the state-funded clinic that their state-funded medical benefits pay for. They refused one vaccine, rubella.
Uh-huh.
I refused it on personal moral grounds.
Mm-hmm.
But I got all the other vaccines that are on the schedule.
Okay.
They understood my position. They understood that my children are all homeschooled, so going to school is not even a factor.
Not a problem.
They still told me that we could not come back to that office if we refused even rubella, even one vaccine on the schedule, because it's the state schedule.
Wow.
This is how they lay the hammer down.
We must do everything we say.
So when we have to go find another pediatrician, and there's very, very few that actually accept the state-funded medical benefits at all. So it's severe. I have all kinds of choices personally because I'm functionally paying for it.
Creighton's phone's a little funky.
Yeah, it's just actually a little weird. It's voice over IP.
I see.
I'm sorry about that.
It's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. The health savings account, though, don't you have to use all of it in a year or else it goes away or something? Because
no.
Okay. Can you explain how that works?
Health savings account is different. It's sort of like an IRA for health benefits.
Yeah.
It stays in there as long as until I need it. It has enormous benefits if you're eligible for one. And you're probably eligible for one because most people are and don't know it.
Especially if you have a job.
I had to hunt.
Yeah, where you get a paycheck, if you have a job where you get a paycheck, a health savings account is a really good idea. If you're working for yourself and you're already not paying, you don't pay taxes until the end of the year or end of the quarter or whatever, then it might be a different story. Go ahead. Great.
Yeah, but a lot of people have access to them and are not aware of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful things. The rare events that Congress actually did something intelligent and useful, back in the 80s, I believe. And then they continuously try to screw with it later on.
Yep.
But so far, it's still working for me.
Well, I appreciate the advice there, Creighton. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Pizza Guy calling in from Fargo. Pizza Guy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
All right. I've solved bigotry.
Oh, excellent.
It's time to bring both camps together.
Which camps?
The bigots and those who hate bigots, because really everyone's right, and I think that's what's to understand here.
Okay.
Anytime you separate anything into two groups,
mm-hmm.
and an attempt to measure an average of an attribute,
right?
There's only three outcomes that will come anytime, right?
Okay.
Either there, well, one that has a higher amounts of an attribute, one has
yep.
lower amounts of the attribute,
yep.
or they're exactly the same.
Or about the same, yeah.
Right? That, logically, that is the only way it can occur.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Whenever you're looking at any grouping, you have to ask yourself, you know, which of these three is occurring, right? And it's really only two. Either they're exactly the same or one's higher than the other, right?
Right.
And then when you realize that they're not exactly the same, or if they are exactly the same, you say, okay, why has this distinction been made? Is there a reason behind it? And will it cause that? You know, and so when you look at something like gender or race, like, what's important is not, are they different in general? You know, are women less intelligent in general? Are blacks prone to violence in general? Like, relatively so, perhaps. Maybe they're genetically predisposed to it, just like anything. But what's important, you know, because they have to be, because it's either exactly the same.
Or it's not.
Or it's not, right? And so can thousands of years of breeding and environment change a predisposition inside of a gender or a race or anything? Yes, I think it's reasonable to say that it's likely. But what's extraordinarily important to keep in mind is, so what? So what, you know, a black person's 10 times more likely to murder me in my sleep.
Seems high, but okay.
Unlikely to murder me in my sleep.
Why are you just saying all these stereotypes? I mean, why is that the example?
Because what happens is you have these bigots who have the stereotypes because they are true. In general, they really are true, and you try to argue them on that point, and then they go, oh, no, but I know what I know. And what's really important is, yeah, okay.
I don't think all stereotypes are true, by the way.
But they're likely to be so, right? Like, maybe women are less intelligent than men on general, but so what?
No, I disagree with that. Actually, there are statistics that show that that's not true, that women get better grades. They actually changed the IQ test originally because women were doing better than men.
There's lies, there's damned lies, and then there's statistics, right? I mean, what I have is...
Are you just trolling?
I'm not trolling. That's definitely not what's happening here. But I honestly believe what I'm saying, and it's that, look, in general, I'm a terrible bigot, but on the individual, I want everybody to be treated the same, right? And there's nothing wrong with admitting with the bigot's premise, because I don't follow their logic through.
Pete Sky, I appreciate the call. 855-453-FREE. Excuse me. 855-450-3733. That's also spelled free. You spell it out there.
It seems hard to separate those two things. You believe the stereotypes, but, oh, everybody's an
individual. We can talk about it when we get back. I think there's something to what the guy said. 855-450-3733.
We just think women are
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina, if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want. Here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, under the mistletoe this year, There's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious handmade all-natural candies. Did I make you a little nervous?
I bet you love reading that,
You
Mark.
Tittered. Would that make you a little nervous?
No, I knew what was coming. I knew what you were going to be shoving in my mouth or whatever.
Good for you. Take it like a champ. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best in handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 at statelesssweets.com. I can't recommend this stuff highly enough. I mean, it's really, really good. If you're not on the paleo diet like Stephanie, who's never had Stateless Sweets.
Maybe Jillian will make me a special caveman treat. Cavewoman.
Statelesssweets.com. You'd have to get in contact with her.
Please, Jillian, please.
You'll have to write her an email. Who knows if she's listening right now?
I bet she would do it for me.
She might very well. Statelesssweets.com, coupon code FTL. But by the way, the board ops, we sent some to them for the holiday folks.
Oh, lucky.
I didn't send any to you, Stephanie. I knew that would not be appropriate to
appreciate
send you
that,
the
yeah.
Stateless Sweets. But I did send it to several business partners, and people are delighted to have them. And they're really great. I can't recommend it more highly. It will ruin you for regular candy. store-bought candy.
Speaking of eating and diet and health and everything, I posted on the Free Talk Live's Hootsuite, which goes to Twitter and Facebook, how do you deal with the government's involvement in healthcare? Because I think that's a question that all people who are into freedom eventually are going to face.
Yep.
They're going to come up against this big bureaucratic healthcare system that the government's so heavily involved in. And they're going to say, well, how do I get around this and try to get the best care and navigate this whole system? So here's what people said on Facebook. Dan says, avoid the system entirely by staying healthy. And this is a solution that some people propose, just try not to get sick, which is pretty difficult. But
it doesn't really deal with the catastrophic incidences.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're responsible. Mostly what's going to kill you in life are things that you put in your mouth. Okay?
Mm.
So you keep an eye on the things you put in your mouth, and you can avoid major killers like
diabetes, heart disease, cancer, even from smoking. And
AIDS, right? Don't put one of those in your mouth.
Okay, that's not true. Oral sex is unlikely to transmit
oral
HIV.
Oral sex specifically, but we know what happens after that.
Not always. But, okay, so Dan says he actually eats a paleo primal diet and exercises. And he says, I won't see a doctor unless I'm bleeding profusely or have a broken bone.
I saw an interesting article on a woman who, there was an article, I think it was a TED, maybe a TEDx, where a woman who had terror, some kind of debilitating situation. She was in a wheelchair and expected to die, switched to the paleo diet, and she was up walking and giving a speech.
I know this woman. Yeah, I can't remember her name. Terry, I'll look it up. But yeah, she had multiple sclerosis, and now she's biking.
Right.
Like 100-mile bike rides, which is amazing.
Certainly changed her life.
Rory says on Facebook, as a healthcare provider, I am finding a new profession and moving to Keene. Maybe I will become a Bitcoin-only provider.
There you go.
That is so cool to hear. And then somebody else, Luke, suggested a website called SamaritanMinistries.com, and it's a medical bill-sharing co-op.
It's kind of like a, better than insurance companies, sharing
company. Yeah, I checked out their website, and it definitely has a religious bent.
It sounded that way.
The first thing it says on the page is, you can trust God with your medical bills.
Well, God's not going to do the accounting.
No, God's not going to pay them either, unfortunately. But a co-op, sure, that sounds pretty cool to me. So there are some creative solutions. People ask me about this a lot because I'm in the healthcare field. But it's hard for me to come up with things to tell them. My friends who are libertarians, they want to avoid the system as much as possible, but sometimes you have something where...
I think everybody wants to avoid the healthcare system as much as possible.
I don't know. There are some people who literally will go to their doctor because they want someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Some people...
They shouldn't have insurance. Because they're driving it up for everybody
they
else.
They are driving it up. But I think mostly the government's the one who's driving it up. So, yeah, just wanted to share some of those comments. I thought those were interesting.
Indeed. The pizza guy had called in the last segment, and he was talking about statistics. And
right.
I think that...
No, he was talking about stereotypes.
Stereotypes and statistics and these. And I think that, you know, one thing he said that seems very, very accurate to me is if you separate people by groups and you pick a random group category, whatever that random group category might be, you compare people who have brown hair versus people who have blonde hair or black hair or whatever, and you decide, you quantify things that, you know, something's going to be true and something's, you know, people are either going to be right at the same or one group's going to be higher in a particular area than others. And you can choose to validate that or not validate that, as the case may be. But I, as a brown-haired person, don't want to be considered more likely to commit a crime or more likely to be stupid or more likely to be any of those things, because I don't think that that's true for me.
Well, that's exactly why I had the reaction that I did when I heard him say that, because he said two things that are negative stereotypes. He said, maybe black people are more violent and maybe women are more stupid. And both of those things upset me because, you know, I don't want to be judged by those metrics. You know what I mean? And I don't think that they're...
I don't know whether those metrics are true or not. I mean, the thing is...
No, they're
is
not true, actually.
If one wants to do, you know, some kind of study in a particular area, they can make it, you know, they can make it look like they want it to look. I mean, I have heard all my life that blacks are more likely to, you know, commit a crime or
but
whatever.
But that doesn't mean it's true. I mean, you
it
looked
doesn't
up,
mean it's true.
I remember a couple weeks ago, you and Ian were talking on the air about racism mm-hmm. or race and violent crime. And Ian pulled up FBI statistics that were saying whites commit the most murders, felony assaults. What were the other ones? There were other crimes, too. But whites were leading in all the violent crimes. And when people say, oh, it's more likely that, you know, black people are going to commit a crime, there really is something to the fact that they are more heavily policed, and the places where they live, are, the cops are just lurking around waiting to catch somebody for something. They're often misidentified, you know, eyewitness testimony.
Of course, Ian, when he said that, also made the bigoted statement that police are waiting in those neighborhoods because they're racist. So, I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, people all have their bigotries, and it doesn't really matter when it comes down to it what the statistic is. What matters is how are you going to treat the individual? And
yeah, okay.
I'm not a statistic.
Yes, I agree with that. Although I think that when you accept... when you accept those stereotypes as generally true, it does color your perception of individuals. Maybe even on a subconscious level, you know? Because when you meet a woman, you say, oh, she's female. She's more likely to be dumb. Or there's a black guy.
Anybody
he's more likely to commit a crime.
Okay, I definitely
know
people who think that.
Mark, that's the thing about stereotypes, though, is they're insidious. The people don't even realize their own biases. That's the thing. They don't know that they're being judged. They're being
prejudiced.
I'll
give you that. I don't think people know what goes on in their own minds. But, you know, what do you do about it?
What do you do? Try to identify them and learn about them and then change them in yourself. I'm not talking about using the government here. I just think it's important for us to pay attention to it on our own.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Just call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get your Bitcoins. If you don't know what Bitcoin is, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We have some helpful links there through which you may click and find out more about Bitcoins. But quickly, they're an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency, alternative currency, with which you can send and receive payments without having to pay any fees. And you have total control over your account. And that's what I like about them. I think they're going to change the world. BitInstant.com is, as I said, the fastest, safest, easiest way to get your Bitcoins. And I think you'll be very happy with their service. It makes it easy to get a few or get a lot. BitInstant.com. Let's go to John in Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was listening to you guys talk about stereotypes and group differences. And what I hear from Stephanie is that she seems to think there can't be group differences because she doesn't want them to be.
No, that's not what I said. I was saying that okay, when someone holds a stereotype about a certain group, and then they meet a person that they haven't met before, and they say, okay, this person, I'm identifying them as part of this group, right? Then their stereotype is going to color what they think of that person before even knowing them. I mean, and I use the example, for instance, if someone believes that black men are more violent than other races, they meet a black man they've never met before, he's violent until he proves himself peaceful, and that can be difficult. You know, and I don't think that's fair.
I agree with that you have to take individuals for what they are, but that doesn't mean that one group isn't more violent than another.
Yeah, sure, they could be.
But what makes a group is what bothers me.
Well,
I mean
do people really doubt that men commit more violent crimes than women?
I don't think anybody doubts that.
So, and we don't think that that's because the police are prejudiced against men and they're hanging out in the men's neighborhoods.
There aren't really any men's neighborhoods.
Right.
not too many.
Right. So we
dorms.
Don't really think that we see that discrepancy in prisons because of prejudice against men.
Oh, I think there absolutely is a prejudice against men. If you'll consider for a second that domestic violence...
There is in the divorce... domestic violence.
Domestic violence is often...
There is prejudice against men and there's prejudice against women, but it doesn't account for the difference you see in violent crime.
Well... I guess to some extent what I'm saying is that, some men go to prison for violent crime or jail for violent crime and or for domestic violence. And if they wouldn't have, if there was a more equitable distribution in the way that people thought about men and violent crime, then perhaps fewer would go for that purpose. A lot of people go to prison for things that are essentially jobs. And, there's a sociological burden upon men to be the breadwinner. So, if things are going rough in the household and somebody feels like
there are cultural factors that teach men that it's okay to express anger but not other emotions, there's a lot that goes into it. But John, I wouldn't say
might be men are committing more of the violent crimes though.
John, I'm not denying that there could be differences between, what's generally true about a group of people, right? Like there could be differences between groups of people. I'll give you that. I just don't think it's helpful to embrace those differences as something that is likely to apply to everyone. I think that starts off just hurting us.
Well, and I think people should realize that people should be taken as individuals, and that it's a fallacy to think that, because someone is from a certain group that, a group difference tells you very much about them. It doesn't tell you very much about them.
Right. So do we actually agree on this?
Well, but what I hear you say is that group differences really don't exist. I mean, I think I've heard you argue that on, a number of occasions, including today. That
okay, didn't I just say that I granted that there are differences between groups?
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, John. and I think this is what people find a disparity in. The problem is deciding who belongs to what group and the difficulty with that. But
race is one of those things where it's like, what even is it? It's obviously a social construction.
To some extent, but at the same time, right? So what makes a person Asian? I know that I am at least to some extent Asian. And I'm some extent Native American, to some extent Jewish. Nobody's going to look at me and identify me as any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, look at me, listen to me, and, within seconds, because that's how people make decisions, they're going to identify me as a WASP. And they're going to be...
Really? I don't see any wings or a singer.
Like white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, from an ethnic standpoint.
Sure.
And that's what they're going to identify me as. And you know what? They're probably going to be right. Now, I don't know what that's going to tell them about me and my life, but that's what they're going to decide, and they're going to make whatever assumptions on that they're going to make. And it's just the way it is. It's for better or for worse, that's what they're going to think. If I'm a convicted felon. If somebody wants to besmirch me about my opinion on the radio, you can believe in the first three sentences online, they will mention I'm a convicted killer.
Yeah.
They will not say...
Because they're counting on people's biases to come up.
Right. They won't say that I was released by an order of the Supreme Court, that I had an opportunity to... the Florida Supreme Court, that I had an opportunity to take the case back to trial. None of these things will ever come out. They'll just lay that down. Now, what's a convicted killer more likely to do? He's more likely to be bad. And so let's go with that.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And that's just that's just what it is. Is statistics are the tools, to some extent, of bigots. Now, I don't want to steer away from them. I don't think that they're lies. I just think that they can be used by people who, don't have the best intentions in mind. It doesn't give me a lot of information about life.
Yeah. I have to say, John's call kind of got me thinking back to, what I was saying earlier. And, maybe this is sort of a hot button issue for me because the pizza guy called and he used immediately two negative stereotypes, mm-hmm. right? And I guess it, on a deeper level or more broad, a more meta level, I guess, it bothers me when libertarians talk about stereotypes. And, okay, here's a stereotype. Libertarians are, predominantly white males, heterosexual, who are, part of it, who share that philosophy, right, okay. of liberty. And not everyone is, of course, but it's the majority. And, oftentimes when they talk about stereotypes and prejudices and racism, they'll say things like, oh, come on, we can all agree that, there are more black people in jail, or there, gay people are more likely to catch AIDS, and women are not as intelligent on average, and they don't earn as much. And they'll say these stereotypes that they have never had to deal with. They have never had to confront, that it never affected their lives, and other people hear that. And it's like, wait a minute, you're pulling out these things that have had a great emotional impact on me, and there doesn't, I don't know, there's some kind of sensitivity lacking or something like that,
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you understand that?
I guess. It's hard to know. Everybody deals with prejudice all day long, and a lot of people just sort of succumb to the prejudice, right? They just sort of do whatever it is that they do. I'm sure I do the vast majority of things that people are prejudicial against men for, or husbands or things like that. All those jokes on TV that are aimed at white guys, married white guys, I'm a lot of those jokes, but... why do they get to aim those jokes at those people? Why don't they have the black people jokes on TV?
Well, because those jokes, the jokes that are aimed at the minorities, mm-hmm. those are the more prevalent jokes. And they've been oftentimes dealing with them their entire lives mm-hmm. with a lot of discrimination. And when you're not on the butt of those jokes, when you're not on the receiving end, it's really easy to ignore them and say that they don't matter or they're irrelevant. But to those people who are the butt of those jokes, they do matter a lot. And if you want them to listen to you, you got to be sensitive.
And I hear comedians that are of the same color using those terminologies, using the N-word and things like that. If I did that, it'd be a huge, big, bad deal. But
sure, but you're not oppressed because you can't use the N-word, right?
I'm not, but I'm just saying that, these are differences in races. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. You can call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Again, 855-450-3733. Well, Stephanie, you ready to go straight for the calls?
Sure.
All right, let's take them. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Mark. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Wonderful.
What's on your mind?
Great. Mark, I wanted to ask you a question. I know that on several occasions, because I've listened to you guys for a while, you brought up the fact that, you know, that you're a convicted felon and you were in the system and stuff like that. But if memory serves me correct, your conviction was overturned, wasn't it?
Not the conviction, no. I had an option, Robert, where basically I got some sworn testimony from my co-defendant, which I'm sure I have someplace, but I haven't been able to put my hands on it in years, where, you know, I got it notarized and that kind of thing, where he basically came out with what happened in the hotel room. And I had the option of taking the case back to trial. However, at that same time, within a couple of months, a Supreme Court case, of which I was a party because it was a class action suit, was won on my side. So I was going to go home in like 9 months and 3 months to work release. So to me, that was the same as home. So I could either go home in a course of months or I could take it back to trial, and it could take a couple of years in the county jail, which is the worst kind of confinement. Mm-hmm. In prison, at least you can go out and, in the sun and things like that. County jail, you can't.
What I'm getting trying to get at is that you were cleared of everything, correct?
No. Nope. I was not. I exited jail as a convicted felon. I had the option of doing attempting to do otherwise. I doubt I would have exited as not a convicted felon, but I would have exited as not a convicted murderer. Because I was there, and by the law's standards, I am, you know, I hold guilt. Well, and I don't try to say that I wasn't involved in any way. I certainly was involved, and I have the responsibility for that. I didn't kill anybody.
You're in a tough spot too, Mark, because you can't, because of the Son of Sam laws, you really can't talk about it that much on the radio.
I have to kind of dance around it because I'm making a living.
I understand, and I'm not trying to throw you underneath the bus or anything. I didn't understand that part of the circumstance, so we'll just end that part of the conversation.
If you'd like.
But what I did want to say, another thing I wanted to say was that I got a chance to go down, my wife and I went down to go to Keene on Saturday.
Oh.
And we took a look at the new
Bearcat
that the police has, the thing that people call a tank.
Yeah, the Bearcat?
The Bearcat. And I went back home after I looked at it and everything, and I typed in the word, I Googled tank.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I don't understand why people are calling that a tank. To me, a tank is something that has tracks on it.
Yeah. I think that it's hyperbolic to call it a tank. Yeah. It's most accurate. And when we were talking about it more on the air, we would make it clear that it was an armored vehicle. But it's an armored truck. It's like a Brinks truck, and you could put a turret on the top of it. It has gun ports and things like that.
Right. Then one of the other things I noticed, too, is that when I Googled that, you know, the Bearcat itself, that they have I don't know what they call it. It's like a big, large paddle,
mm-hmm.
a square paddle that sits on the top there, the turret there.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit a button, and there's some kind of, it's like a high-pitched squealing sound.
Oh, to disperse the crowd.
The crowd dispersion. Yeah,
yeah, that's got to be something that's, oh, boy.
Yep, you'll disperse. I mean,
yeah.
To some extent, so it's this
I'd
crowd.
I'd disperse if I saw that thing coming from a mile away.
And that's really what it comes down to is like the right to protest is, it hinges right on the edge of mob violence. You know, when people get upset about something enough to go to the streets, it's a short walk from protest to riot. And I see why governments want to have these things, but the government was the problem in a lot of cases for the protests in the first place.
Well, they also love to have big toys to play with, don't they?
And certainly that. I mean,
that are funded at someone else's expense.
In Keene, the reason they took it is because it was free. They would have never bought it. It was free to them.
Some grant.
Well,
I wonder if
that's for sure.
Yep. But Robert, I appreciate the call.
It was good talking with you guys, and I'll get off so somebody else can.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Yeah, they took delivery of the Bearcat here in Keene this week.
So that is really, I mean, I know there were so many people working so hard in Keene, including Ian, who is the other six nights of the week he's on Free Talk Live. He worked so hard, you know, to try to not get that in Keene, but ultimately the state is a very powerful apparatus, isn't it?
Yeah, just because people don't want it doesn't mean they're not going to have it. You know, it was basically the way the county commissioners
saw it. Yeah,
because
they don't care what you think.
City council saw it. It was free.
Yeah.
You know, why wouldn't we take something that's free?
So are we going back to this Christmas shopping thing?
I want to know about the buying triggers for Christmas shopping. I think that this is useful now.
There's really only two more.
Okay.
And we started off the show talking about these. Well, we might as well finish them up. But this is just, in case you're just tuning in, this is just so people can know about these things that might encourage people, I guess, to buy more stuff without them really even being conscious of it. So you can know about these things and maybe you can be resistant to those manipulations.
You'll definitely want to know what triggers you.
So, okay, I agree with this next one a lot. I think this is really integral in the psychology of buying, I guess you could say. So the article here from Psychology Today interviews this just a woman who was at the mall, mm-hmm. and asked her how did she feel when she was doing her shopping. And she said, I think I'm kind of hyped up. There are so many people here and so many bargains. I feel like I'm going to miss out or that they'll get the deal before me. And so they're saying that this attitude of pressure, you know, of competition for the best deals and anxiety that you're not going to get them, that is a very powerful motivator for
absolutely. This is creating urgency in the buying process.
Yeah.
Everybody who's listening to me has felt urgency in the buying process, and then for whatever reason they step down and, you know, maybe a couple of weeks later, a month later, they thought, you know what, I don't actually need that. Or there's a better thing to solve my problem or whatever.
Right.
But
any car salesperson is going to say, what do I have to do to get you in this car today?
Yeah, today.
Right? Yeah. It's always, you know, act now. Don't miss out on this great deal. And when you're in the midst of a bunch of crowds are very stressful mm-hmm. for human beings. You know, and people are fighting over deals and
sure.
stuff in some cases.
But let's also not forget that there are times when, you know, that artificially created urgency is a good thing to have on your side. So mm-hmm. there you go.
So, and then the final thing that encourages people to buy stuff is touch and how the displays are set up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even the temperatures. So there was an experiment done where people who held a warm pad.
Okay.
Spent 43% more money than those holding a cold pad while they were shopping. So that has something to do with it. And then
I don't know if I'd be happy being hot while buying.
Well, I guess at least warm.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
they do kind of crank up the temperature in the malls when you go in there, I guess. It's been years since I've been to one.
Well, also deciding,
I remember them being warm.
You know, you're deciding who different people have different preferences as far as temperatures go. Women tend to like it a little warmer than men tend to like it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're smaller and just, you know, don't hold the heat as well or
maybe.
Whatever it is. But
yeah.
You'll often find, you know, the more likely
less
to wear sweaters
hairy.
And things. Yeah, there's that too.
The other thing is that people are naturally drawn toward the center of displays, according to this article.
Hmm.
So what they do is put the expensive items in the center of the displays. And then also the second most alluring position is just to the right of center, which is where right-handed people are going to gravitate.
I see.
And most people are right-handed, 95% or something like that.
That was not 90, but okay.
Okay, yeah, yes. Somewhere up above 90. I'm actually left-handed, which... Okay, now I'll get on my my soapbox about this. It's definitely a righty's world.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean,
most things are designed for right-handed people.
Well, I mean, and it's pretty obvious that left-handed people are possessed by the devil. So, I mean, we wouldn't want to do.
I feel pretty devilish myself. Yeah.
So I grew up in a left-handed world. My mother is
really?
Left-handed. So all that crazy stuff that goes on that, you know, you lefties, the wrong way to do things. Yeah. I had to kind of work around these things. Every pair of scissors in my house was a pair of left-handed scissors.
Mm, so, musical instruments, desks, cars, even like tables. You know, when you're sitting at a table and you're the only left-handed one, you have to either sit on the end or next to someone else who's left-handed.
You have to keep that weird kind of clunking device away from other people because they're trying to eat. Yeah, you have to put it on the end of the table.
Yeah.
That's all that's really going
to
work.
I can't say it bothers me too much, and I'm really glad, actually, that I was never forced to write with my right hand. I know a lot of people who were, even like hit when they would hit right with their left hand, which is just, they're just doing what's natural to them.
Sure.
It's kind of tragic.
855-450-3733. Next, kicking up the third hour of Free Talk Live.
Boys holding hands?
We can talk about boys holding hands. 855-450-3733. Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.